Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
What is a mother? Our society is undergoing a push to rename and redefine mother. As the left-wing mob attempts to radically redefine the family, the value, dignity, and beauty of motherhood are being lost. To these activists, mothers are simply birthing people, a term as devoid of dignity as it is of warmth. Currently in Wisconsin, Governor Evers' sweeping budget bill replaces the word mothers with the insulting term inseminated persons in certain portions of the proposal. These cold-hearted terms utterly fail to capture the selfless, nurturing, and beautiful realities of motherhood. A mother is more than a womb and a birth canal. She is not just someone who gives birth. She's a nurturer, a supporter, and a child's first example of Christ's selfless love. Tragically, our culture holds motherhood in an increasingly negative light. Our society too often views and portrays marriage and motherhood as oppressive, stifling, and worthless. In accordance with these cultural messages, more and more women today choose to delay motherhood or to forego it altogether. But women in today's culture are being fed a lie. The claim that remaining childless will lead to greater happiness is just not true. The 2022 edition of the General Social Survey, put out by the far-from-conservative University of Chicago, discovered that the most happy women in America are those who are married with children. Another survey conducted by Pew Research found that, quote, the vast majority of mothers find parenting enjoyable and rewarding, end quote, with 83% of mom participants saying that being a parent is enjoyable for them most or all of the time. Christian Worldview speaker, writer, and podcaster John Stonestreet writes, quote, God made women to be child bearers and mothers, uniquely equipping their bodies, hearts, and minds to be life givers in this way. Scripture says there's joy in following the precepts of the Lord, which align with God's works in creation. If true, we ought to expect that living out God's design will bring happiness, end quote. As women reject God's design of marriage and motherhood, they tragically miss out on an avenue of God's joy and blessing. To be sure, motherhood is no easy task. Motherhood requires a wealth of patience, selflessness, and devotion. But these challenges are precisely the reason why motherhood is so rewarding and why mothers deserve a day of celebration. That day, of course, is this coming Sunday, Mother's Day. Surely many of us can attest to the impact of godly mothers in our lives. The impact of a mother during their early childhood years is obvious. During those years, mothers have their hands full, changing diapers, disciplining, and feeding. But a mother's influence does not diminish as a child ages. The Households of Faith report put out by Barna Group illustrates the profound influence mothers have on their children during the teen years. According to the study, moms are teens' primary activity and conversation partners, their go-to for tough conversations and personal support, and their main spiritual coaches. Between making dinner, juggling busy schedules, and managing the household, mothers have a unique and God-given opportunity to train and mentor their children. And contrary to cultural opinion, the role of a mother is of inestimable value. What could be more valuable than training the next generation in the faith? While our culture devalues God's design for family and motherhood, it's fitting for us to take time this Sunday to show appreciation for the godly women God has placed in our lives. Proverbs 31 speaks of the virtuous woman and records the response of her family. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Godly mothers deserve praise and honor. While gratitude and honor should be our daily response to the wonderful women in our lives, this Sunday provides us with a special opportunity to show our sincere appreciation. So what is a mother? Just a birthing person? Oh my, no. A mother is a nurturer, a comforter, an advisor, a friend. It's impossible to reduce motherhood to a simple definition. A mother is a voice cheering you on from the stands, the counselor always ready to lovingly advise, the arms that hold you in the darkest moments, the best prayer warrior a child will ever have. These and a thousand other moments make up the reality of motherhood. What is a mother? Irreplaceable. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Jelaine Appling reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.